This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is going to be battling to persuade lawmakers this Saturday to back the Brexit withdrawal agreement that he signed with the European Union this week. This is ahead of a special session in the British Parliament scheduled for Saturday. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Johnson now needs to secure enough support to get the new EU divorce deal through the fractious British Parliament in a special sitting on Saturday, and it's expected to be a knife-edge vote. The Conservative Party doesn't have a majority in the 650-seat House of Commons, so Johnson will have to rely on support from other parties and independent lawmakers to get over the line. But one former ally, the DUP, says the deal is bad for Northern Ireland. The group's lawmakers are not expected to support it. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Hong Kong is bracing for its 20th straight weekend of protest. As VOA's Anita Powell reports, neither the protesters nor the city's leader, Carrie Lam, appear ready for compromise.
On Friday, more than 1,000 people flooded the city's financial center, marching past banks and luxury stores, drawing hordes of curious onlookers and bringing traffic to a stop. Many protesters did not provide their full names out of fear of retribution from law enforcement. Police have outlawed unauthorized protests and the wearing of face coverings during public gatherings. Young people have played a central role in these leaderless protests. One-third of the more than 2,200 people arrested have been under the age of 18. More protests are planned this weekend, though they have not received police permission. Protests are also planned for every weekend for the rest of the year, or until one of these entrenched sides gives in. Anita Powell, VOA News, Hong Kong.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.